Chapter 14. And I saw, and look, the Lamb standing upon the Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his name and the name of his Father written on their foreheads. And I heard a sound out of heaven as the sound of many waters, and as the sound of loud thunder. And the sound that I heard was as of singers who accompany themselves on the harp, playing on their harps. And they are singing as if a new song before the throne and before the four living creatures and the elders. And no one was able to master that song but the 144,000 who have been bought from the earth. These are the ones that did not defile themselves with women. In fact, they are virgins. These are the ones that keep following the Lamb no matter where he goes. These were bought from among mankind as first fruits to God and to the Lamb. And no falsehood was found in their mouths. They are without blemish. And I saw another angel flying in mid-heaven. And he had everlasting good news to declare, as glad tidings to those who dwell on the earth, and to every nation and tribe and tongue and people, saying in a loud voice, "Fear God, and give him glory, because the hour of the judgment by him has arrived. And so worship the one who made the heaven, and the earth, and sea, and fountains of waters." And another, a second angel, followed, saying, "She has fallen! Babylon the Great has fallen! She who made all the nations drink of the wine of the anger of her fornication." And another angel, a third, followed them, saying in a loud voice, "If anyone worships the wild beast and its image, and receives a mark on his forehead or upon his hand, he will also drink of the wine of the anger of God that is poured out undiluted into the cup of his wrath. And he shall be tormented with fire and sulfur in the sight of the holy angels and in the sight of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascends forever and ever. And day and night they have no rest, those who worship the wild beast and its image, and whoever receives the mark of its name." Here is where it means endurance for the holy ones, those who observe the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. And I heard a voice out of heaven say, "Write, happy are the dead who die in union with the Lord from this time onward. Yes, says the Spirit, let them rest from their labors, for the things they did go right with them." And I saw, and look, a white cloud, and upon the cloud someone seated like a son of man, with a golden crown on his head and a sharp sickle in his hand. And another angel emerged from the temple sanctuary, crying with a loud voice to the one seated on the cloud, "Put your sickle in and reap, because the hour has come to reap, for the harvest of the earth is thoroughly ripe." And the one seated on the cloud thrust in his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped. And still another angel emerged from the temple sanctuary that is in heaven, he too having a sharp sickle. And still another angel emerged from the altar, and he had authority over the fire. And he called out with a loud voice to the one that had the sharp sickle, saying, "Put your sharp sickle in, and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, because its grapes have become ripe." And the angel thrust his sickle into the earth, and gathered the vine of the earth, and he hurled it into the great winepress of the anger of God. And the winepress was trodden outside the city, and blood came out of the winepress as high up as the bridles of the horses, for a distance of 1,600 furlongs.